Hi, this is Anne-Marie Cross, personal branding expert, business coach, and marketing mentor for ambitious women entrepreneurs who want to build the business of their dreams doing what they love. Can you relate to the shiny object syndrome? Now, I'm being totally honest here when I say that I can certainly relate to that, particularly if it comes to Apple products. I love the Apple technologies and other tools too, social media, and I'm often always looking at new things and things that come out in the market. So that is really something that I can relate to. Now, often what I see in my own business many years ago, but also in my clients' businesses, is that the shiny object syndrome can also be in the way in which they approach their business development and their marketing. And rather than following the true and trusted methods that they, you know, that we know really works, they're always looking for different ways, you know, more exciting ways. Oh, this is working really well for this company or this business owner. I think I'm going to adopt that. So they're always looking at new innovative ways, which is great. But what can often happen is, and this is very, very important, and I want you to be mindful of this, if it's taking your attention, your focus and energy away from your goals because you're so busy looking for the next best thing, you'll find that you'll often not achieve the goals that you've set for yourself. You can often become frustrated and therefore continue, you know, in that cycle of, well, what else can I try? That didn't work. I need to find something else. Always keeping your attention off what you really should be working on. And I was reminded of this after just attending an amazing business event with my coach and my mentor, to go back and look at what I've been doing that has really worked in my business. And often these are, as I said before, tried and trusted methods that work really well. I don't need to reinvent the wheel. I know what works. I need to set up my 30-day powerful, bold goal and just commit to taking the necessary steps that I know will get me there. So that's what I want you to do as well. Recognize that perhaps you too might have the shiny object syndrome, always looking for better ways to do things, but that it's keeping your attention and focus off what you really should be doing. Draft up your 30-day powerful, bold goal. What are the action steps that you need to take to get you there? Stay committed, stay focused, and anything else that comes up, there's no, you don't need to say no to it. Just push it aside and say not yet. Maybe look at, in the coming months, is there something that you can integrate as you continue to achieve all of the goals that you've set for yourself? So, hope that was helpful. I know it was helpful for me because I'm going back and revisiting a few things that I need to recommit to so that we can make sure that 2013 is our best year yet. You with me? Fantastic. Why don't you leave a comment below? What was your biggest aha moment? What are you going to do to recommit to your powerful 30-day bold goal? Let's celebrate together as we continue to work towards those. This is Anne-Marie. I hope you like it. If you did, share it. Perhaps someone that you might know, a colleague who may also be suffering from that shiny object syndrome as well, and they can certainly find this helpful. Until next time, stay inspired and stay brilliant as always. This is Anne-Marie.